That's by the Crist family. That's called I Love Loving Jesus, and this is the Gospel Time program. I am your host, Dave Rigg, and during this half hour, it is going to be my privilege to bring to you the gospel of Jesus Christ in song. Like this one from the Hoppers, Victory Shall Be Mine. You're listening to Gospel Time.
There's a battle we're engaged in. There's a goal line we must cross. There's a weight that must be lifted. There's a trophy to be won.
Though it seems
the battle's raging,
some are falling
at my side.
I'm gonna run this race
with courage.
In the 46th Psalm, verse 10, God's Word says, "Be still and know that I am God." Would you pause just a moment with me for a word of prayer? Our Heavenly Father, we know that sometimes we get, well, just too busy, and we really do need to spend some uninterrupted time with You today, a time when we do nothing else but simply listen for Your still, small voice. A time when we make no requests and no begging for anything. A time of just an open heart where You can speak to us. Oh Lord, help us to have that kind of quality time with You today. In Jesus' name we pray, and amen.
When you're up against a wall and your mountain seems so tall, and you realize life's not always fair, you can run away and hide, let the old man decide, or you can change your circumstances with a prayer. Everything falls apart. Praise His name. When you have a broken heart, just raise your hands and say, Lord, you're all I need. You're everything to me, and you'll take the pain. Praise His name. When you feel you can't go on, just raise your hands and say, greater is He that is within me. You can praise the hurt away.
To Genesis with Dr. John Morris, geologist and seminar speaker with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, is the matter that makes up the earth the same all the way through?
No, it's not, Chris. It's actually divided into several very distinct layers. The uppermost layer is called the crust, which is only a few miles thick. In the crust are contained all the continents and the oceans. Now, below the crust is a very thick mantle of the earth. It's made up of much the same material as on the crust, but in a different form. It's hot, but not molten. Below the mantle is the core of the earth, thought to be in two zones, the outer core, which is molten, and the inner core, which is solid once again. Electric currents here cause the magnetic field. and interaction between these zones was very instrumental in the breakup of the fountains of the Great Deep at the flood. You see, it all fits together. Scientific observations support the Back to Genesis truth of creation.
Please email us at genesis@icr.org.
And now we listen to a song from the Aikens. It's called What If God Says No?
Since that moment, he prayed, God would heal my life. She got weaker by the minute in that hospital bed. And she could see that he was mad at God. So she took his hand and said, what if God says no? It don't mean he loves us less. It just means he knows what's best. Whoa. What if God says no? It's enough we have his grace. So don't let go of your faith. Whoa. What if God says no? Just south of Atlanta, it's been slow out on his job, but never known his family and has time to talk to God. He's praying that a miracle turn his business back around. But what if God only answer that is grace. What if
that evening, Jesus and the disciples left the city. The next morning, as they passed by the fig tree he had cursed, the disciples noticed it was withered from the roots. Peter remembered what Jesus had said to the tree on the previous day and exclaimed, "Look, teacher, the fig tree you cursed has withered." Then Jesus said to the disciples, "Have faith in God. I assure you that you can say to this mountain, 'May God lift you up and throw you into the sea,' and your command will be obeyed. All that's required is that you really believe and do not doubt in your heart. Listen to me. You can pray for anything, and if you believe, you will have it.
But when you are praying, first forgive anyone you are holding a grudge against, so that your Father in heaven will forgive your sins too. Mark chapter 11, verses 19 through 25. From the Holy Bible, New Living Translation. Live it now.
This is Gospel Time, a radio ministry. We depend upon your prayers and financial support to keep us on the air in your area and on your favorite radio station. If you'd like to help us, write to us at Gospel Time, Box 68, Bone Gap, Illinois, 62815. Write us today.
Now on Gospel Time, it's hymn time.
Chatter.
Endless babble.
Rude jokes.
Blah, blah, blah.
Racial slurs.
Criticism.
Swearing.
Rumors.
Gossip.
Yada, yada, yada.
Too much talk is cheap.
You say things you regret.
Usually the wrong thing at the wrong time.
It's hard to hold your tongue.
James 3 attests to that.
So here's a suggestion from the Bible.
Listen twice as much as you talk.
Too much talk.
Idle chatter.
Endless babble.
Rude jokes.
Blah, blah, blah.
Racial slurs.
Criticism.
Swearing. Rumors.
Too much talk is cheap.
You say things you regret.
Usually the wrong thing at the wrong time.
It's hard to hold your tongue.
James 3 attests to that.
So here's a suggestion from the Bible.
Listen twice as much as you talk.
Too much talk.
Hold your tongue.
Or you may have to eat your words.
Ooh, and that'll leave a bad taste in your mouth.
Food for thought from James 3.
And the pages of Our Daily Bread.
Cool, clear water. Cool, clear water to me.
Here's one now from Ernie Haas and Signature Sound.
One day I came to him, I was so thirsty. I asked for water, my throat was so dry. He gave me water that I've never But for this water, my Lord had to die. He said, I thirst, yet he made the rivers. He said, I thirst, yet he made the sea. I thirst, said the King of the ages. In his great thirst, he brought water to me. Ooh. Now there's a river that flows as clear as crystal. And it comes from God's throne above. And like a river, it wells up inside me, bringing mercy and life-giving love. He said, I thirst.
Busy preparing for my Bible study. I completely forgot today was Josh's big game. I feel awful.
I so understand. This is Elizabeth George. But as a woman after God's own heart, we have to always remember that family is a ministry. That biblical teaching must be burned into our hearts and mind. And at the same time, family is more than a ministry. Our family is an assignment from God that He gives to no one else but us. Aside from the ultimate priority to nurture our spiritual life in the Word and in prayer, we have the stewardship, the management of our marriage, our family, and our home. It's that important. Proverbs 31:27 says about a woman, "May she ever look well to the ways of her household." When your priorities are in line with God's priorities, you will be a much happier woman.
Once again, our time for today's Gospel Time program is about to expire. But before we leave you, may I give you my mailing address. If you've heard a song here on Gospel Time you'd like more information about, or make a comment on the program, or send along a donation, here is the address. It's Gospel Time, Post Office Box 68, Bone Gap, Illinois, 62815. Write to us today. Thank you for listening to our program today. Till our next radio broadcast, if the Lord's willing, this is Dave Rigg asking the Lord to richly bless you.